For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with a special edition of the Up North Report. Throughout the holiday season, the staff at Havenwood Care Center are hard at work making the skilled nursing facility in Bemidji as homey as possible. Administrator Laura Erickson plays piano for the Christmas luncheon, and activities director Kim Sundquist decorates at least a dozen Christmas trees every year. The luncheon earlier this month was just the start of the festivities, according to Sundquist.
There's going to be another Christmas dinner, but it won't be as big as this one. A lot of families come in that day, so people are pretty busy. That's why we kind of do a separate party designated for the residents.
The party included music, a Polaroid photo booth, desserts, and a staff member, or perhaps one of Santa's elves, even donned the red and white suit.
Just them enjoying the meal and the look on their faces when they see Santa, it probably brings them back to their childhood. It does for me.
Havenwood social worker designee Lisa Morton is in her first year in her position and has made plans to include her family this holiday.
My kids and I will be here Christmas Day doing the Christmas presents and stuff for the residents.
Morton says her adult children are happy to help bring joy to the residents this year.
We're all a little family here, and you know, for those that don't have family coming, you know, we're their family, and so we just kind of make it as special as we can for them.
Sundquist says gifts are coordinated through an angel tree program where community members can buy presents for residents.
You know, these guys, they don't want to ask for things, but you know they need things. And then the community comes in, asks if we have an angel tree program, which we started this back in 23.
Activity aide Elizabeth Karate acts and even dresses up like an elf for the season.
It makes them happy and me happy, so I like doing it a lot, yeah. Just dressing up and making everything look cute so everybody's happy.
The Christmas season is a nostalgic one, and resident Karen shares one of her favorite holiday memories.
You know, the one I remember the most, I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and I got 5 trucks. Because I never played with dolls, and I remember that, all them trucks.
Resident Ann Hayes also shares a story of her most memorable present.
I wanted a pink cat with rollers in its hair, and that's just the most dumb thing I can think of.
Hayes did receive the stuffed pink cat that year for Christmas, but it appeared another household member had other plans.
My guinea pig ate its pajamas. It's a sad story.
Hayes, who founded Headwater School of Music and Arts, as well as built out Bridget's Pub with her late husband Michael, offers a holiday toast with her ladies-in-waiting.
May those who love us, and may those that don't love us, may God turn their hearts. And if he doesn't turn their hearts, may he turn their ankles so we'll know them by their limping.
From all of us here at the KAXE Newsroom, we hope your holidays are filled with laughter and warmth. Find time to spread that joy to your elderly neighbors and relatives and check in on them throughout these cold winter months. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.